Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump's made two more top cabinet picks. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary. Senator Marco Rubio expected for Secretary of State. CBS's Major Garrett.
Things are moving very rapidly. I would expect more announcements today, possibly Treasury Secretary, possibly Energy Secretary. So there's tremendous speed. There are PowerPoints presented to President-elect Trump. He's like, I don't need PowerPoints. I know what I want to do. Let's just move, move, move.
Passenger jets targeted by gang violence in Haiti. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says a Spirit flight flew on to the Dominican Republic.
The plane was on approach to land at the Haitian airport with 48 people on board when it appears it was struck by gunfire.
Bullet holes found in a JetBlue flight from Haiti. Internet service on the fritz for some Verizon customers. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to Down Detector, it's affecting millions of people on the East Coast from Philadelphia to Richmond.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Veterans have supported freedom in this country, and we can all do our part to help support them in return. But when you're donating to a veteran or military charity, be sure your donations are going to one that's trustworthy. There are over 45,000 nonprofits serving veteran and military families. It's easy to confuse similar-sounding names. Research what a charity does to understand their specific programs. Be careful with phone appeals and watch out for excessive pressure. Ask how donated items will be used and how it will benefit veterans. When in doubt, look them up on Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau website, give.org. A supposed drowning may have turned out to have been a disappearing act instead. Stuart J. Wattles has the story.
The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office has announced that 45-year-old Ryan Borgwalt, a kayaker reported missing on August 12th, is now believed to have faked his own death. Investigators found out that Borgwalt got a second passport, cleared his digital footprint, and took out a big life insurance policy on the day of his disappearance. Investigators say they've also learned of Borgwalt's communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. The Green Lake County Sheriff says due to their investigation, they're sure Ryan is not in that lake. Authorities are urging Borgwalt to return to his family, noting that he may face restitution charges for the extensive search efforts.
The next Let's Keep Talking parent and caregiver series happens today in Marshfield. It will focus on youth mental health trends. The presentation is today, November 12th, at the Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. Nikki Lucht from the Wood County Health Department and Joanne Greenlee from the Marshfield School District will present the results of the 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey and discuss community-wide interventions and prevention efforts. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Well, now we are at least broadcasting. We are at least broadcasting. We know that much.
Oh, we're not just talking to ourselves?
No, finally. We actually, to let the audience look behind the curtain for a little bit, the first year Terry and I were doing this, we did think it was just you and I talking to each other.
It was.
pretty much. But now we're definitely just talking to each other because it sounds like our phone lines are still down. A big thank you to Brittany Merlot letting us know that our phones are still down. We thought they were up and running, but nope, not yet. which is okay for today. Hopefully we'll get him back tomorrow running, and we'll be able to do our call-ins and all that. But do keep in mind, you can reach us on Facebook. You could direct message us that way, or email me, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and feel free to reach us those ways, everybody. So sorry.
Let us drink our coffee.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Because we got plenty to do. We got plenty to talk about. We have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're also going to get into the average American's attention span. Are we overwhelmed or done with the holiday gathering thing? We got to get into that.
It hasn't even started.
What? I know. It seems a little early for that one. All that coming up for you. Well, some entertainment news as well. Looking forward to getting into some of that. And we'll talk about some local things going on here. And in the 9 o'clock hour, 5 things you can do to make your kid more resilient. I will give you every
smack.
Yeah, I will give you all. I will give you these, and then I'll give you what my father would do.
I was going to say, are we going to hear what yours were?
Pretty much, you got a preview of it from Terry. But before we dive into United Way talk, like the way we usually begin our shows, Terry, I do have a good story of the day to kick things off. Giving back is good for you. A new poll found volunteering boosts our mental health. 48% to 51% of people who have done it recently say it made them feel better, and 33% said it made them feel less stressed, and much calmer and more connected, not only with their community, but with their own lives. That giving back does so many of these things that it turns out giving back actually gives quite a bit to us, too. And and here's the United Way. I didn't even think of that.
It's good, but you know, that is so true, because I think that it's, if you would just be spending that time at home, it gives you a reason to be active and to get out. And I'm not even saying the volunteering has to be active. You could be helping with a newsletter, but it's still, you know, making you get somewhere, be accountable, help out. But it also, it is also good for us as individuals when we give, right? Like it fills your cup.
Yeah. Yeah, really does. And I bring this up, of course, with the campaign season going on with the United Way. But I bring this up for a number of levels, because like we always mention, dollars and cents go very far. That's an investment that helps the United Way do such great work in our community. But I always like to remind people, too, that we have a community that, as the AL support has shown us and plenty of other things, that aren't always in that position to be able to. But they still have that part of them that wants to give. They still have that part of them that could use a good feeling and all that. So I recommend 211. I recommend looking out for volunteer opportunities with different events with our United Way. There's a lot of ways to put back into your community.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to volunteer. And you can find out, you can do a couple of different things. One, you can just go to our website, click on volunteer. It'll take you to, we've changed the method of the platform. We still use the same database for volunteerism. It's just expanded, so it's actually statewide now. Because we were all using the same one anyway, so it was kind of like, why are we each using the same one? So it's all networked together, but you can search by area of interest. You can search by a zip code, you know, where you might want to volunteer. And you can do that all on your own. So, you know, there's a few different facets of this, right? Like, you can do it while you're sitting on the couch watching TV. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be perusing. If you're just really not sure what you might want to do, and you know, we take all kinds of volunteers, right?
Yeah.
Retirees make great volunteers. Mm-hmm. Busy working people make great volunteers.
Yes.
We sometimes have court appointed volunteers. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. Or motivations to get that time in. But if you're just really not sure what you might want to do or what's available, you can always connect with Ben, our community engagement director, and Ben can walk through a little interest inventory with you. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a little bit of an interview, no pressure, of course. but I mean, you know, it can be done over the phone, or certainly someone can sit down face to face with Ben. But sometimes that just helps, you know, to just be like, some people may be, you know, I don't know, maybe they're deathly afraid of dogs. Well, then we're not going to send them to the Humane Society.
Right.
On the other hand, maybe they love dogs.
Yes.
You know, that's a logical one to send them there. So I think sometimes people just need a little bit of moral support and a little bit of a nudge, and Ben can certainly offer that, and then offer some opportunities. And you know, hey, here's what's going on. We have a really cool one actually happening tomorrow night, and that's our volunteer reception center. So Ben is doing a refresher training with folks who are actually willing to help coordinate volunteers. So in the event of some sort of disaster or missing persons kind of situation, there's a lot of spontaneous volunteers that present and want to help. And so the Volunteer Reception Center actually is a group of volunteers that are trained to triage and dispatch those spontaneous volunteers. So we work with Wood County Emergency Management and some other agencies in the community, depending upon what the need might be. And we have a couple of great teams of volunteers who then get mobilized in the community to keep volunteers active and moving. And honestly, and I mean this in the kindest way, because we do not discourage volunteerism, but it also kind of keeps the volunteers out of the way of people who are trying to do, you know, other work. So let's say there was a flood, right? There's some certain things that only emergency management can take care of, or maybe first responders. And then we would triage those other volunteers. So that refresher training is happening tomorrow night. So that's a really cool volunteer engagement opportunity that we have as well. And of course, it's go time for us on the campaign. We are raising dollars. That's the name of the game right now, is raising as many dollars as we can, because those will then be allocated out to community programs and initiatives that are led by our team starting for 2025. So we are not quite to the halfway point. We're pretty close, right about in line with where we normally are. And I'll tell you that we have, you know, we always kind of get some lingering this time of the year because our sweepstakes deadline is actually next week, Friday.
It is.
So that is, you know, we see a huge amount coming in time for that, which is awesome, because that's the goal, right? We want people to qualify for the sweepstakes. We do have five $1,000 cash prizes that get awarded early December. Those cash prizes are donated by five local companies. So we have Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinic, Prevail Bank, Next Home Partners, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. They each give us $1,000 so that we can hopefully bring new donors to the campaign and encourage existing donors to maybe increase their gift a little bit and give a little bit more. So those, you know, that deadline is next Friday, 4 o'clock. So that is the 22nd. I don't have my glasses on. We're just going to punt. Yeah, the 22nd.
Yes.
So is
yes.
the deadline, 4 p.m. So if you've been on the fence, you just haven't done it, it's on your pile of crap on your counter. I can say that because I have a pile of crap on my counter. You know, that stuff you're going to handle later.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's where it is, I do encourage you to get it to us, because if you were going to send it to us anyway, you might as well qualify to win.
Yeah, yeah. Get to it pile. Yes, yes.
I call it a pile of crap.
And I'm glad you brought up the sweepstakes, because while I mentioned the type of listener out there, the type of giver out there may not have a lot to give, volunteering is an option. There's also the question that I know that you get a lot and I get from time to time from our listeners. Just this past, I want to say the last time you were in, went to the gas station and had somebody ask, well, what's a dollar a week going to do? And that really set me up to basically repeat the things that you have said to me about this conversation.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you think about that, what if we had 1,000 people who have never been donors and they each gave a dollar a week, that would be $52,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a significant impact.
Sounds like it makes a difference.
That's just perspective wise, that's right close to two organizations top of my head that we donate $60,000 a year to that we help invest in their programs: the Family Center, so domestic violence shelter, and the Boys and Girls Club. They each receive on an annual basis from United Way $60,000 toward their campaign, toward their work and their cost to do to provide the programming that they provide. So you just think about that. Every dollar counts. And even if you say, gosh, I don't know if I can do a dollar a week, that is what you need to qualify for the sweepstakes, is $52 a year. And we used to say dig in the couch and get the change. Mm-hmm. I don't think people lose their change in the couch anymore. Dang. There's none sitting by the dryer.
Look in your Venmo account and
see if your PayPal, your Venmo. For sure. We take all those.
There. The Volunteer Reception Center training that is going on tomorrow at McMillan Library, it is going from 5 to 7. Terry, is that something that people have to register for?
It is a registration event, but registration did close last week. But in talking to Ben yesterday, he has the capacity. He could take on a couple more. So if you're listening and you've heard us talking about it and just, haven't pulled the trigger, if you would like to participate, we can certainly still get you into that training. You just need to give Ben a call today at 715 715- 421-0390. I almost spit out my cell phone number. Wouldn't have made a difference. I get work calls on there all the time. But yeah, but you want to call Ben, not me.
Yeah. He'll be able to set you up for that. And thank you to everybody who's already signed up and the people that do. We appreciate you. And we hope that you never have to put any of this into use. In a good case. But it's so good to have that, break glass in case needed kind of situation.
And it's a great group of people. Some that have been with us since we started it. So it's awesome. Jump in with this great team.
Find out more about that and other great things at Your United Way and sign up for more with Your United Way, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well, everybody. We will take a time out, get to our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We'll be back with more show here on the morning show at WFHR.
Whew, I don't know about you, but I get shivers every time I think about the upcoming cooking for the holidays. I'm not the best cook or great with hosting parties, so it's always stressful. This year is different, though. This year, I'm ordering my dinner pre-made from El Cafe in Port Edwards. I got full three-course meals for all and a homemade pie. Now, all I need to be in charge of is the dishes, and I can handle that. Don't worry about your holidays. Call El Cafe today. Let them do the heavy work and take your holiday back and enjoy.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars. Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorworks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It is time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them today. They are open for the week, everybody. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day. They got tons of great things going on over there. And they would like to officially Facebook announce that Brian and Misty from Misty's Menu have joined their already amazing team. How cool is that?
Wow.
So if you've been looking for them, they have kidnapped them and they have them tied up a bit. No, I'm kidding. That's their words. They're the ones making the joke. They couldn't be happier to have them. Everybody's very happy to be working together. Thank you to Brian and Misty and all of them. And we're, of course, very familiar the gang over there. We're very good friends with our Brian and Misty. So this is kind of a full circle kind of thing for all of us. I mean, this used to be the Misties, of course. Now it's El Cafe. And, well, Brian and Misty are over there.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It all works
good
out.
Them.
As cool as all this is, and Fidel and so many of the amazing people over there, that menu, that atmosphere, you can't go wrong. Head on over to El Cafe today. Treat yourself. Get to 221 Market Avenue and wish them a great day from all of us, everybody. And all that information, you can find out yourself at their Facebook page. Go ahead and like their page. Subscribe to not only our local businesses and nonprofits, but support them as well like they support us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. DM us. And you can, of course, call up. Usually. Not today.
Don't call today.
Don't call today.
We're not taking calls.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're being okay.
So hold my calls. Hold my calls, Pam.
Yeah. I've never actually gotten to say that before.
Today we're saying it.
Today we
all
can
day.
Say it. Yeah, I can say it today. I'm not even going to get in trouble.
I'm not taking any calls today.
I'm afraid I'm a little too busy today. I can't take any calls.
I'm sorry. Hold my calls.
You know what it's like when you're that kind of busy?
If anybody's got some hot coffee, you can come fill our cups.
Yeah, please, please. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Thank you so much for doing so. We have three possible qualifiers on our list today. I need a 1 through 3, Terry.
All right, let's go 1.
All right, gives us that qualifier.
I usually always go with the biggest number because I feel like if we have more than 2, like I'm like, we never get 3 or 4 or 5, yeah, but today I'm going 1.
Well, we have a great list today, but we do have a couple of out-of-towners. We have William Gary celebrating a birthday today. William is over in Nakusa, Wausau, over in Wausau. Good one to you, William. Hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday.
And right over in Stevens Point, Dot Sanderson.
Happy birthday, Dot.
I love the name Dot. I love that name. It's a great name.
My mother-in-law was Dot.
That's a good name. It's a great name. And we also wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Amy Hafferman.
Amy Hafferman. That's my little sister.
Yeah, that's really cool. Woo! Amy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. That's great.
Do you get to throw at their age when they're your sister?
You can. You can. I cannot. You can.
She's my younger sister. So, I mean, that's all right. I won't.
Fill in the blanks.
I won't. Good.
Amy, wishing you a great day. How you survived your childhood, I don't know.
Hey! Do you know, one time when she was, well, this isn't very nice, so maybe I shouldn't tell it, but she was, I don't even know, we were just laughing about this a couple weeks ago, but she was bugging us when we were little, and she's the third of 4, okay? And so my brother and I, we were like, you're adopted. You know, we were like telling her that just because she was annoying us. Yeah. She thinks she's just so smart because she tells everyone that. She's like, oh, I'm adopted. They're not really my siblings.
That's a good
one. She does the opposite. So
nicely
it's kind of funny.
Done.
Anyway, hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Enjoy your day, Amy. Have a great one. And brag to everybody you're our qualifier today. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. And first up on there, NBA player Russell Westbrook is 36 today, currently with the Denver Nuggets. Russell Westbrook is certainly at the age of 36 playing basketball since he was a kid. He's lost a step or two. But one thing that he hasn't lost is his drive. Like, Russell Westbrook plays the game of basketball like a football player. He is just nonstop, so much energy, so much adrenaline, and so much passion. And he does this I pay attention to UCLA basketball and everything going there for a little bit. And Russell Westbrook went there, and he's a California kid. And they asked him once, like, why do you play this game so hard? Why do you, like, his team could be up by 20 points and he's still just giving so much and everything. Well, when he was a young man, him in high school, his best friend was a basketball player too. And he was like 1,000 times better than Russ. And he died at a young age. And Russell plays, he says, ever since then, he has played with the energy of 2 athletes.
That's cool.
And he carries them with him and everything. And I don't know much about Russell Westbrook, to be honest, or anything like that. But hearing that story, I've been a fan of his ever since. Yeah. Anne Hathaway is 42. The great Anne Hathaway, I should say. Ocean's 8, Princess Diaries, Get Smart, Les Miserables, The Dark Knight Rises. She's a wonderful Catwoman in those.
I'm just not going to lie. Princess Diaries are still my favorite of hers.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
It's not what I thought you might say. So I've run into a lot of actresses that are not a big fan of hers. And ask why, they have no answer for me. And that doesn't happen in this business. Like, if you have a problem with somebody, they can't wait for you to ask.
Yeah.
With her,
so what
I don't
do you think
quite
they
get
don't
it.
Like?
I don't get it because I like her. I'm a big fan. I like her quite a bit, actually. I think she's a very good actor. And one of the things I'm looking forward to with an actor like her, now that she's kind of, the Princess Diaries, more power to her. That's how you get your break and those things. Doing Les Miserables, doing, these kind of more dramatic roles and everything. I'm looking forward to seeing her develop into that kind of actor because she's got those kind of chops.
Do you think people don't like her because she's kind of just, I can't think of another word, but she's just kind of like wholesome, like just real,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like she doesn't have any controversy around her that I know of.
No,
like she's just...
I think
doing
that's almost 100% part of it. Absolutely. Almost 100% part of it. That's a sentence I just said.
Oh, that's pretty good.
In my defense, I was just shocked by breaking news.
Hey, folks, he's not taking calls.
I need 20 seconds of playmakers real quick here. Shane Waldron is out as the Bears offensive coordinator. Thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, that is.
I hope it does all you're praying for.
It won't help one thing. It will not help anything. But it makes me feel better for 10 seconds.
Okay,
And back to the show. Anne Hathaway, great actress. And Ryan Gosling, another good actor. Ryan Gosling, very good actor. La La Land, The Notebook, of course, is probably one of his more famous roles. And, of course, Ken and Barbie and everything. Good actor, very good actor. Tevin Campbell is 48. Tell me what you want to do. and so many 90s hits that he had.
I had no idea who that was.
You hear a song or something like that, it'll definitely come back. And speaking of the 90s, Tanya Harding is 54. When you talk about, man, look at that eagle up there, Terry. That is just, that
yeah,
is
let's a, just look at that.
That's so beautiful. About
Wait,
that's
is
America.
She the, was she the hitter or the hitty?
Yeah, the hitter.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about her.
Yeah, but
I thought she was. Oh yeah, Nancy Kerrigan. I'm just a little slow today.
So this is my birthday and anniversary list. I've got ours. I got Tanya Harding at 54 and Sammy Sosa at 56. Great. Thanks for that. So there's nothing controversial about these people, these athletes. Wonderful.
See, they could maybe argue it was something in the alignment of the stars on the day they were born.
There we go.
There's their defense.
There you go. But when all else fails, blame that.
No personal responsibility.
None whatsoever. That kind of is fits for those two in some ways, actually. You hear them talk about their incidents. Nadia Comăneci is 63, Romanian Olympian who earned the first perfect 10 in Olympic gymnastics history during the 76 games. I do believe you can actually go up and look up that routine. And it's kind of cool to do in two ways. One, it's the first perfect 10 in gymnastics history. It's amazing. And Nadia was worth watching no matter whether it was that routine or any routine. She's one of the greatest of all time. But it's also, I think, neat and noteworthy when you watch our modern gymnasts. It is like we pay so much attention to the major sports and how much the athletes have evolved from those. I just brought up Russell Westbrook. He's 6'4", 6'5", or something like that. And he's probably maybe in the top 75, maybe 100 greatest players of all time. But if put Russell Westbrook in the 1950s, he'd be the greatest player ever. Yeah, it's the same thing with gymnastics. These athletes have evolved
so much.
It is
crazy, isn't it?
It's amazing. And it's nothing against the older athletes. They were amazing in their own right, too, like Nadia Comăneci.
But even you look at the equipment changes, you know, like there's so many factors that have changed.
Yes.
Changed how the sports happen.
The science of it and everything, even. One of the best laughs in TV history, Megha Mullally is 66 today. Karen on Will and Grace had a great laugh on Will and Grace. She was really good. She's probably my favorite part of that show. Married to Nick Offerman. Her and Nick Offerman do a lot of, Nick Offerman is a stand-up comedian. Megha Mullally is not. But they do kind of like a variety show kind of thing tour with together and stuff.
Match.
Yeah, because she sings a bunch and everything. She's got a beautiful singing voice. Really good actor. And a great voice actor, too. You can hear her voice all over the place. Neil Young is 79 today. Neil Young, of course, one of the better songwriters of his era, and certainly had plenty of his own solo hits with Cinnamon Girl, Old Man, Heart of Gold, Ohio. The guitar riff in Cinnamon Girl, I don't care if it's 2024 or it's 3034 or any other era, that guitar riff will stick. That will always be that is a legendary guitar lick right there.
You should probably put that like in a time capsule or
absolutely,
something.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, and I didn't even mention Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or Buffalo Springfield or some of the songs that he wrote for other people. Quite an amazing career for Neil Young. 79. I believe the GOAT when it comes to announcing. Now, certainly local broadcasting-wise, we give a shout-out to Bob Uecker, our own GOAT here in this state, or maybe a Matt LaPay or Kevin Harlan, some of these names. I love Kevin Harlan. He's my favorite announcer other than Randy Paul. We've got some great ones around here.
Suck up.
But it ain't sucking up if I'm not lying. But it is sucking up.
I love Randy Paul.
It's a little bit of both. Al Michaels. Al Michaels is 80 today. After 20 years on ABC's Monday Night Football, he moved to Sunday Night Football and then moved to from ABC to ESPN. And now he's on Amazon and he's just kind of living his life.
I mean, if you switch from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really.
What the heck's the difference?
Really, really. Now, he's doing Thursday night football with Kirk Herbstreit now, and there's a big difference there because those games are rarely good. Last Thursday's was fantastic.
Yeah, okay, I get that, but I'm just saying, tired on Monday nights, so you switched to Sunday nights?
He's the GOAT. He can do whatever he wants. He's the guy who has the greatest line in announcing history, and do you believe in miracles? Yes, with the, of course, the classic line from the 80 Olympic Games. And I say this, too, not just because of that line or other classic lines he has, but Al Michaels has literally done every sport and done every one of them at a 10. Where, you know, Vin Scully is the probably the GOAT at baseball announcing, but Vin didn't really do other sports that much. There's Paul McGuire. There's other great guys, but they don't do too many different sports. Al Michaels literally did every single sport and was great at it. For 30, 40 years or whatever he's been doing this too. Let's see here. And Judge Mills Lane would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born 87 for him. Bald boxing referee and also the voice of Celebrity Deathmatch. And I think he had a judge show for a little while on TV. I thought he had a TV show for a little while. I'm not sure.
I have no idea. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I missed a birthday. I apologize, everybody. It's inconceivable that I could have missed this. But Wallace Shawn is 81 today. Rex in Toy Story movies. And, of course, Vinny in The Princess Bride. Inconceivable. I do not think that word means what you think it means. And one more person.
You should watch that again.
I'm so bad with that movie. Any chance to mention that movie, I will take it. And another person that would have been celebrating a birthday today, Princess Grace of Morocco, Grace Kelly. One of the better actors you will ever see. Born in 1929, passed away in 1982, way too young. Legend.
Yes.
And not many people, what a retirement plan from acting. I'm going to be a princess. It's like a pretty good gig. It's a pretty good gig. Nice move. Not a lot. There ain't no 401k for actors. I mean, that's a pretty good, it's a pretty good retirement plan.
Good to have a fallback.
Yeah. We wish one more time very happy birthdays and anniversaries to William Gray, to Dot Sanderson, and of course our qualifier, Amy Hafferman.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amy. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day, everybody out there celebrating. We'll be back with more fun show here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. When disaster strikes the community, are you able to help? If the answer is yes, then you'll want to attend this training on Wednesday. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding Volunteer Reception Center training tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Volunteer Reception Center is basically a place where spontaneous volunteers can report if they want to help out, and then we will basically train them and assign them and direct them where to go in collaboration with Wood County Emergency Management.
That's Ben Eberlein, Community Engagement Director for United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. He said this twice annual training prepares volunteers to operate the VRC, or Volunteer Reception Center, if a disaster were to happen.
In the event of that disaster, they have a central location where they can come and be background checked and receive some safety training and specific volunteer roles. And then, before they go out into the community to help with whatever this disaster might be, whatever the volunteer needs are, we can make sure that they are going to the right place, that we have the right people in those places, and doing jobs that are suited to their skills and their abilities.
The training is November 13th from 5 to 7 at McMillan Library. If you have questions or you want to register, you can contact Ben Eberlein at 715-421-0390. The next Ruby's Pantry food distribution is this Saturday. It's from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a drive-through only event. Food bundles are $25 cash and approximately 70 pounds of food. You'll want to line up early. If they're ready early, they'll start early. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Still holds up.
Yeah.
This song still holds up. It's a good song. Bruce Hornsby's Range. Wow. I almost went into my old call letters like 5 stations ago. I don't even know if I ever even played this song. I don't know why.
Well, you probably did. Otherwise, it wouldn't have came out. But isn't that funny how that happens sometimes?
Yes.
Like, it's like a little deja vu moment, and you're sitting there like, wait a minute, what? Where? and how does it pop into your head?
So our brains, I looked into this because I'm crazy, but it was bugging me for a little while. Why?
Admitting it is the first
I'm
step.
Trying to get better about that. Trying to own this, you know? I'm a little off. So we have a tendency to remember numbers easier than other things, but we also have a tendency, that same part of our brain, we have a tendency to, like, if somebody, like what happened to you earlier with Ben, you almost gave your phone number.
Yeah.
Because we're so, with numbers, we want to say them fast while they're fresh in our brain.
Sure.
So we get it out quick. And so when it comes to like a job like this, where you've got multiple call letters you have to give a day and everything, it's not shocking when you kind of give the wrong one sometimes.
Or where it's like 8675309.
Yes. Now that is going to be in a lot of people's heads right now. Nicely done. Well, it'll be in their heads for a little while, Terry. Not too long, because apparently we don't have the greatest attention span. Squirrel. Or just our opening monologue with the eagle flying by and I got distracted.
Well, yeah, but that was, Tonya Harding, really.
Yeah. According to a poll out this week, the average Gen Zer checks their phone 6 times during a TV show. That is per episode. And it's not just young people. Millennials check their phone 5 to 6 times, Gen X 4 to 5, and baby boomers 3.
And it's probably a 30-minute show. It's not even an hour-long show.
Yeah. Most people said that they have, that if they're watching a show or movie at home, they're probably using their phone at the same time. 78% of young people said that they usually are. Even 41% of baby boomers said this, so almost half. People were asked how long they can watch something before they get bored and want to multitask. For movies, 15 minutes and 42 seconds. Shows, 14 minutes and 36 seconds. Podcasts, 9 minutes and 12 seconds. And audiobooks, 8 minutes and 18 seconds.
So here's the message, right? Your stuff, everything's too long. If you want to get a message to somebody, I'm not saying like for entertainment, but I'm just saying like in general, if you want to get something across to somebody, it clearly needs to be 10 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I mean, probably podcasts that are 7 to 9 minutes are probably much more effective than the ones that are 40, 50 minutes.
So and this isn't that uncommon, and it actually isn't something, or it isn't that far-fetched, because we actually did this back in the radio days and vaudeville days and everything, where we had five. It wasn't as if in vaudeville they sat out there for a half an hour and get, you know, who's on first for a half an hour. It was 5 to 10 minute sketches and those things. Again, something that we've kind of studied and we've mastered, really, I believe, at Second City, where, and I'm not saying that every sketch is great, I just mean the blueprint for doing this, in the way to do it. And it's not ours, it's vaudeville. It's funny to see how we're kind of going back to that. And I hope, because this is interesting for us as people, I think, you know, oh, maybe I need to get away from my phone more, or whatever the case might be on a personal level. There's other layers to this too. But I'm really hoping that Hollywood executives are hearing this, because nobody's asking for a 3-hour movie. Nobody. I love movies, Terry. One of my favorite things to do is sit back and watch a new movie that I've been itching to see. I will sit back. I will not look at my phone. I will dive into that movie. I will dissect it. I will learn and grow and hopefully enjoy the movie. But I don't need a 3-hour movie. Turn it into 2 movies. You love to do that, Hollywood. You love to do that. Turn it into 2 movies. Nobody's sitting in the theater for 3 hours. I think, don't care what the movie is.
I think
about.
We do need phone breaks, though. And we don't, you know, because it's just right there.
If
I don't think the phone.
Movie,
I don't think the phone helps anything. But even if you sit down to watch a hour-long TV show, like your phone is with you.
Yeah.
It's on the chair or couch with you. So, you know, I think taking a break from that is a good idea. But I even think about that in just messaging, or even how we do like written reports and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, don't write paragraphs, write bullets, because people, the attention span just isn't there. If you disagree with us, feel free to give us a call. You can't.
Nicely done. And there's another part of this too. Now, certainly being able to pay attention is a key part of life. Being able to lock in, focus, it's a key part of life. You need to do it from, I don't know, quite a bit. But at the same time, how we have survived as human beings is being able to multitask. And it's not surprising that even when we're trying to relax and rest our brains and just veg out or whatever, we still multitask. It's not that surprising. In many ways, we're kind of keeping up a pattern. We're kind of keeping our brains in shape, if you will, while also trying to veg and trying to relax and trying to relate. I don't mention this like to give us an excuse. Hey, you can go ahead and zone out or you know, get distracted by a million things. It's just we beat ourselves up about these things, and sometimes I think we do this with things that are just part of our brain and our DNA. We can't do anything about. That's part of how our brains work. There's plenty to get mad at yourself about. Trust me, I do it every day. But it's not. This isn't one of them, and this ain't it.
Well, and even if, I mean, regardless of how you get to the end, as long as you do what you need to do, right? You know, you're talking about multitasking. Yeah. I mean, I would say I was always like, okay, multitask, but actually it's proven that multitasking is less efficient and effective than starting something, finishing, starting the next thing, finishing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's impossible. I don't know if it really matters how you get there. One thing I'll say, though, about the whole, like, attention span and that kind of thing, that phones, I think, sometimes we have to think about who we're with in these settings too. You know, I think there can be damage to relationships when we can't focus.
Yes.
So, you know, that's part of it too. If you're just, like you said, it's the end of the day, you're going to veg and chill. And so, yeah, you're going to probably have something on the TV. You might even have your computer open and you're on your phone because you're just checking in on things, right? All the things that are weighing on you. But if somebody asks you to sit down and watch that show with them, you know, it would be really smart to just focus on the show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just something to that, right?
Sense.
Like, it shows care.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
we all do it, but we need to be more intentional about not doing it.
And I don't know what for the average person, like in the amount of time that you watch shows, do you watch most shows by yourself? Do you watch most shows with somebody else? But either way, you don't get that option very often. So lean into both. With you are watching a show with somebody, be tuned into it with them. And I think one of the best things about entertainment is sharing with somebody. Man, did you see what happened in last night's episode or something like that? I mean, that's one of the things part of why we watch these things. And it's part of the reason why every couple of years you will have a Lost, you will have a This Is Us, you will have a show, and I don't mean a cable show like The Sopranos or Succession or something. I mean a show that's on network cable that will just blow up. And there's no rhyme or reason. There's no, they have this star in it, that's why. Or they had this idea for a concept, and this is why. No, there's no necessarily rhyme or reason. If there were, that type of show would be on every week. It doesn't happen like that. It just is where it is. It happens to fall. And those kind of shows are part of what TV's here for, is people to be able to talk about them the next day and stuff.
It is funny, though. There's a few shows that I'll record. Or mm-hmm. I'll DVR, and I'll have them on like in the kitchen while I'm doing stuff. So I might be cleaning it. Like I'm not actually watching, but I'm listening and I'll glance or whatever, that I just stay caught up on. And then there's other shows that like I want to sit down in the living room and actually watch. So and I don't even watch that much TV, but there's definitely a difference.
I really enjoyed the Penguin. I enjoy a lot of the history shows that I watch and everything. So those, no phone, nothing. I'm locked in. If I got my sports shows on, I'm doing like 9 different things while that's going on and everything.
Folding laundry, whatever.
The Weather Channel is another one I'll have on in the background or something, and just while I'm doing things. You don't have to be too locked in, but you can veg out a little bit and get things done at the same time. We can all get better at focusing and at the same time. What was I going to say?
It doesn't really matter.
I saw something outside.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter. We'll move on. Are we over holiday gatherings? They haven't even begun.
This kind of makes me mad. My time of the year. What is going on?
Got me a little edgy at first.
Haters.
The holidays are just around the corner, which is really exciting for a lot of people. But of course, there are also people who are secretly hoping that there's an opportunity, something comes up, and they, I can't make it.
I have to wash my hair.
God,
is that a thing anymore?
I haven't done my hair in a while. Yeah, I don't know. But we'll give it a try, maybe. According to a new survey, Americans may be getting tired of holiday gatherings. The average person is planning to attend 3 big social events this year, which is down from 5 last year. Most people are still planning on Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, but fewer people are doing get-togethers for Friendsgiving and New Year's Eve. And many people are fine with this. Only 36% of people say they wish that they were attending more gatherings this year, compared to 62% last year. I don't know for a fact, because obviously these are blind surveys. We don't know, and they didn't break this down as far as this age group this and this age group that. But I'm going to do something I never do on this show and be old man yelling at clouds. Because I have a feeling that a lot of younger people might have answered this way, as far as not wanting to go to gatherings. And I don't blame them for that. I know when I was younger, I wasn't always completely jacked about going and traveling 3 hours to go spend 1 hour to go see a bunch of relatives and blah, 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 or whatever. But I will say at 47 that I miss this more than most things in life. That trip, 4 hours to Chicago to go see a bunch of relatives that are talking at like a 10 when there's no room in the building and nobody can barely breathe, but all these Italians are just talking like a nonstop and so loud and everything. And I miss every single one of them. And I miss those days so much. I would do that right now if I could. Hindsight is a tricky thing, but I do think that we're missing more and more of these opportunities that we get out of the, we go out of the way to see family, we go out of the way to see friends. There's something to that. It's look, we all know it's easy and convenient to pull up Facebook Messenger or something like that. It's not the same.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't hit the same.
I couldn't agree more. Like I love going to all those things, hosting those things, having get-togethers. Of course, I still would like to be home by like 10.
right. Yeah, with that in with that in place, yes, there is a curfew.
I'll invite you over, but I'll put an end time on it.
She will turn into a pumpkin on you, and then it's up to you to get that pumpkin home. We've got some things that we're trying to work on, like for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and stuff with the kids, my kids and stuff, and my brother and sister's kids and all that. And I'm hoping that those kind of things will bring this back, because we haven't had it for some years, where we as a family get together with our family from out of state or anything. We just, with the pandemic and health reasons, we haven't been able to. I want this year to be different. I would like this year going forward, I'd like to see this more, because and I think you and I have touched on this before, when we lose our grandparents, we lose our seniors and our family and everything. These are the matriarchs. These are the people that do these things, set these things up. And when that stops, we don't know what to do. Well, you know, for me, I'm the oldest. And I'm not just the oldest between my brother and sister and I'm the second oldest cousin in my family. So I immediately feel like, well, time to go to work. Like, this is why I get to be the oldest. This is what you get for that. You try to organize these things. Yeah. You try to make these things happen. And I don't know how successful it'll be. You know, two people could be there or whatever. But I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot.
That's how, like, for our extended family, you know, not just, like, my siblings and families, but my mom's cousins and, you know, cousins, that, those types of extended family. Like, my parents are always the host for everything. And so it's very interesting. You know, like, you think about what that looks like down the road, or when they say, you know, gosh, we just don't want to do this all the time, you know, because it's a lot. And you know when it's a lot is when we're like, so they have a lot of like garage parties, you know. Mm-hmm. So when it's a lot is at 11:30 midnight, when we're carrying everything in the house and doing all the cleanup, and it's like, oh, it's exhausting. But it's still so nice to see, to have everyone come and to see everybody and to do that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I agree. Sometimes there can be some burnout, and sometimes there's so many invites. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you also think about the people who have no invites.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they have no family around, or, you know, whatever, friends are occupied. So, I don't know. I'm with you. Like, take whatever opportunities there are, because you don't know when those opportunities will end.
You know, when you're walking through that slush and you're getting out of the car and your bones are aching a little bit from the long drive or anything like that, remember the people that aren't going to be in that house that you would love to see, and how much you're going to be looking forward to seeing the people that are in there. Look, convenience and ease are part of life. These are things that we learn and get better at other stuff so that we have more of. But I will maintain that most things in life worth having take some work. Mm-hmm. They just do. And there's no getting around that. And this is one of them. This is one of them where, you know, if you're hosting, you got a lot on your plate. And I respect a lot of people. I respect anybody that does something like that. If you're traveling, I respect that it can be, you know, especially in the winter, it's not that much fun sometimes. Find ways to make the most of it and appreciate what you have.
You know, and we've never done like the Friendsgiving thing. I know that kind of took off, you know, with all of that. But because we do so much Thanksgiving stuff as a family, and our whole family hunts. So like that whole week is full. But it is interesting, you know, thinking about between Thanksgiving and Christmas, just, you know, you can easily do, you can think about get-togethers differently. Mm-hmm. Lighten your load and your burden. You know, maybe you are the host, you just say, hey, you know, maybe you just supply the main dish or the beverages, and say, okay, everybody bring a snack to share. Yeah. And it's just about getting people physically in the same place together. And, you know, if you can't do that, you can always set up like FaceTime or Zoom, you know, like where you can get extended family that's out of the area, everybody in the room together. There's just something about that.
Make the effort. You know, I'm personally, if I'm going to host and everything, I'm going to make sure that I get a case of beer. Yeah, that should be covered. Everybody should be good then, right? I mean, that should cover everything. I've never done this before, Terry, so I don't know.
Oh, we should work on that. Okay. And for the love of God, don't say you're sick of holiday gatherings before we even get to the holiday.
Yeah, that ain't right. Now, if we're doing this in January, okay. All right. You know, maybe I might hear you a little bit.
We could do a little reprieve after, yes. Everybody can grump. We'll maybe turn the phones back on that day. I mean, we'll plug them back in. Sorry, guys.
I like the idea.
You know, that you could call in and air one grievance about the holiday. Only one.
You get one.
But you can't do it ahead of time. It's a good thing you thought to unplug the phone.
I love the idea of that's what we do with certain topics. We're like, I'm just going to unplug them. Oh, no, the phone's not working.
I won't tell.
Our people are working hard behind the scenes to get those phones working for you,
under
everybody.
Under the desk.
I'm going to say the wrong thing. We're going to break. Morning show, WFHR.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with this song?
I just...
Why you giggle?
I honestly did not see this on the bumpers, and I just saw it. And I was like, oh, I got to click this one. I thought it was the song I remembered. Oh, it is. Oh, this is so 80s. I love that somebody in the 80s decided, you know what? Guitars, bass, drums, we don't need any of this. Just get a synthesizer.
Well,
I'm just going to have my keyboard.
Come on, why wouldn't you?
Because of this.
Duh.
This right here, Terry. This is why. Because music took a step backwards.
Just for a brief time.
A little bit.
Happens all over the place.
It's so good, though. It's so nostalgic.
I mean, I'm waiting for Mickey to show up on the bumpers.
Well, that might be a requested bumper. We might have to get that in there.
I mean, it can only be used when I'm here.
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about it on the other days.
There you go.
I'd like some sunglasses at night.
Oh,
I'm
going to
have a whole list.
Yep. Yeah, I'll get you.
I'll get the synthesizer out for you.
Make sure to get you Seth's email if you don't have it.
I know where to find Seth.
We were trying to plug the phone in. So well done. we are just talking about, you know, people wanting to not go to events or leave events early or anything like that. It kind of leads into this topic right here of how much we dislike traffic, so much so that we will duck out of a once-in-a-lifetime event to avoid it. Someone asked people if they have ever left a big event early just to beat the rush, whether it's your favorite artist or a major sporting event, and 80% of people have done it.
You know, I think that's so weird. Like, I get it on some level, but then at the same time, so like, for instance, go to the Packer game. Oh, we've got to get going. I'm like, We go once a year.
Right.
No, we're staying till the end.
Yeah.
Like, if that means it takes us a little longer to leave, then why? Why?
The last big sporting event I went to, my oldest friend Chris and I, and we took his son, and we went and saw the Brewers. and was a really good game. But we're traveling, you know, and it's late at night. We got a little guy with us. So there was
he doesn't care. He's going to sleep.
There was a talk before the game even started. You know, hey, you know, if we have to, maybe we take, maybe we don't. And he, yes, the little guy, Cole, was like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave early. So we were, that was a good enough for us. We're like, sure, we won't. So we made the plan. We're going to stick around. The Brewers ended up winning that game on a walk-off bunt. We would have missed it.
You would have missed it.
I've never seen anything like that.
You would have been on the highway listening on the radio going, yes. What?
And I can only think of like Bob Ryan and a couple of great sports writers. Like I've mentioned this, like different sporting events that they went home. Like I think Bob Ryan or something like that missed the only perfect game in World Series history because his wife wanted to go look at houses.
That's different.
There's another one where Tony Kornheiser, I guess, left a game early or something. I've heard a lot of these. I have a handful of friends of mine that are in the radio industry that work in Miami, and I've talked to them about this. And the typical, like a lot of stereotype is about Miami fans is that they leave early for things. And the couple years, some years back, Ray Allen hit a game-winning shot in the last seconds that a lot of Miamians missed. I couldn't imagine, like, no, I'm not going to be that guy. I mean, I will stay to the last out, to the last second, whatever it is.
But you do see it, especially sporting events. You know, when we've left, you know, you leave with like, what, 3 minutes left of the football game or something.
Sure.
And like, you and everyone are leaving then. But I just, I don't know. I'm just kind of like, ugh.
In a blowout, I could see, you know, the possibility of it, especially if it's the home team getting
blown
out.
Like, but I'm kind of like, you planned to do this. You spent money to do this. Like, isn't... Well, coming home part of it? Like, I don't know.
At the very least, as much as it costs to do this, I don't care if you're in the cheap seats. Like, as much as it costs, I'm getting my money's worth. They're going to kick me out of that stadium, maybe, because I'm going to get every penny out of this. I'm not leaving early. But I do understand, like, the nightmare of traffic. I get that. But at the same time, I don't know. Maybe it's just being, I'm from the city.
You know, it's funny.
I'm
we went to, and this is a much smaller scale, but, like, we went to the air show in Lacrosse, Randy and I did this summer, just something he wanted to do. Blue Angels were there, so it was
cool.
This is really cool, right?
Yeah.
So we stay till the end because we didn't want to miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us like 2.5 hours just to get out of the parking lot.
Oh man, yeah.
But that's what we, you know what I mean? We went for the show.
And I don't know, you get a chance when you're sitting there in the parking lot to kind of talk over the show, talk over what you just saw.
It was terrible, though. There were no bathrooms.
That is rough. That ain't right. but we got plenty of good coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin.
CB.